The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
When Nicole Sandler sits down to do her show, she's the producer, booking the guests, pulling the audio, planning the show, the engineer, running the controls, troubleshooting any problems, playing the sounds, calling the guests, and she's the webmaster, writing the blog, posting the podcast, maintaining the website, not to mention the host, interviewing the guests, explaining the issues, giving opinions, and calling out the bad guys, and then you get the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com.
About Herschel, to which he fails to give a decent defense. It's like he's riding Warnock's next commercial. When Herschel talks, he never makes any sense. Let's boot out Herschel Walker, 'cause nothing he says is true. One of these days, let's hope and pray that Georgia will turn blue. His record's not impressive after college. Domestic violence, cheating constantly. Threatening girlfriends, kids he wouldn't acknowledge. In other words, perfect for the GOP. Let's boot out Herschel Walker and all of his cronies too. One of these days, let's hope and pray that Georgia will turn blue. He keeps spewing lies he shouldn't be spewing about jobs, his companies, the FBI, and much more. He keeps screwing where he shouldn't be screwing with secret kids and abortions he paid for. Let's boot out Herschel Walker. It's what we've gotta do. One of these days, let's hope and pray that Georgia will turn blue.
Oh, please!
The son who once stood by him saying, forget it. And some say his campaign should really abort. Though there's one thing for which you gotta give the guy credit. To at least one woman's health care, he gave support. Let's boot out Herschel Walker with scandals up the wazoo. One of these days, let's hope and pray that Georgia will turn blue.
Oh, yeah. Lauren Mayer, everybody. Find her on the YouTube, the Twitter.
If you enjoy this video or any of my weekly songs, I hope you consider joining my Patreon, where for as little as $2 a month, you can support what I do, which is helping you laugh at the news that would otherwise make you cry. And check out all the rewards at patreon.com/Lauren Mayer.
You heard
the
lady.
Thank you so much for your support.
All right. Thank you, Lauren Mayer, for the entertainment. All right. Well, the chat room tells me the choppy audio is fixed. I don't have to do anything. Cool. Because that, I didn't know what I was going to do with that because, I wasn't prepared for that. Anyway, welcome to a Tuesday and good news. You know what? We're not even going to wait. We're just going to bring her on because Laffy's back.
If the news gives you the blues, here's the perfect place to go. It's Tuesdays with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show.
Oh, there she is. Hey, Laffy.
Hey there.
There you are. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like, you know how you do everything by rote when you're at home? You know where your toothbrush is. You know where your clothes are. And then you have a new home, and you know where your toothbrush is. You know where your clothes are. And then you go back to the other home, and everything's in the wrong place because your rote is mixed up. That's where I'm at. I'm completely disoriented.
So for those who don't know, for the new people, and I hope there are some new people, welcome. Laffy, who's used to be with us every Tuesday, and then it became every other Tuesday, and then she moved to Canada to get dual residency, so she has a place to escape to, because, you know, the rest of us are going to be stuck here in Gilead while she's living in Canada. So she's been establishing residency and going up there and getting a household set up. So it's been about a month since you've been on with us, or more.
Just a little over a month.
Right. So welcome back, sort of, kind of. You left your stuff at the thing and but we're here.
It's like being two people. We go up there for a month at a time, and we go up every couple of months, and we can't live there yet because my father-in-law, who's 96, needs us here. And so we're not going to sell our house and buy a new house until we're able to, to put it in the most euphemistic terms. So what we did was we leased a townhouse that's really nice. We're really happy with it. And we'll be living there until we are able to buy something. That's the short version.
Right. Okay. But so you've been going back and forth. Now, you have to be there for so much time out of each amount of time in order to establish residency. How does this work?
Right. Once it's called landing, which we did in July, when you get accepted in, and then you get your papers stamped at the border. And so they said, do you want to land today? And we said, yes. And so they stamped our papers. And then 4 months later, we got our official PR card, our permanent residency card, which looks like a driver's license with a mugshot on it. It's awful.
It's like a green card, basically a Canadian green card, right?
Yeah, pretty much, only it's gray.
Right.
And you're required to live there 2 years out of five in any increments. However, we've found out, we can't really get them. I think I'm going to get this confused because I'm not clear on it yet, but there's some kind of a card you have to get for medical, like it's a Canadian medical card or something. You can't get one of those until you've lived in Canada for 6 months straight without a break.
Okay.
We're eligible. We can get care, but we can't probably get a doctor of our own yet, which is going to be impossible anyway because there's a shortage. But we can go to a clinic. They have good clinics, and take our chances with care that way until we can get a doctor. In order to get a doctor, we had a right to the equivalent of a House representative's help, you know, like a congressperson.
Right. You're a member of parliament, right?
Well, no, the member of parliament is more like the Senate.
Okay. So there's a representative, a House person, and a Senate. Okay. Got it.
This is like the district person, or, you know, he lives in Port Moody. And we wrote to his office because my member of parliament did tell me, write to this guy. He'll tell you what to do. He ended up within hours. He answered us within hours. That's how good they are. I mean, that's so efficient. And he gave us this long email with links, and here's where here's lists of doctors, and here's a list of medical places to try to go to, and all these links, which we'll have to do, I guess, the next time we're up there. That's our next big hurdle. Once we get our medical care squared away, we're pretty much set. We have what their equivalent of a Social Security card already. We would eventually have to get their driver's license once we actually live there. You don't need a driver's license until you live there.
Right.
And we're not living there. Does that all make sense? It sounds kind of weird.
Well, it's a process, right? And the thing is, to get to this point, it's already taken you, what, 2.5 years?
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
God. Yeah. We started the actual process in 2019, but we started investigating and talking to our lawyer before that.
Wow.
So now our kids, who are in their late 30s, have to go back to college in Canada in order to qualify for a work permit in Canada, and in order to qualify for a job in Canada, in order to qualify for permanent residency in Canada. So they have to, the quickest way for them and the easiest way for them to get a work permit and a job, eventual job, is to go back to school.
That's wild. So anybody on their own who wants to move to Canada may have to go back to school in order to get...
Everybody's different. I did find out, in our little process here that every person's situation calls for a different way of approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have known about the school thing.
Right.
And there's an expedited way where you fill out an express application, but if you don't get enough points, you're turned down. And so our lawyer told us that our kids probably don't have enough points, so they can go ahead and apply. They'll get turned down, probably, but they should just go back to school and get a work permit and try to get a job.
Wow. Wow. Question for you from Josie in the chat room. She says, is Laffy going to start saying a boot instead of about?
They don't say a boot there.
They don't say a boot there?
They kind of say a boat. A boat. They don't say a boot. And they get pissed off, I think, if you say they do.
Ooh.
I haven't tried it. And they have upspeak. That's the thing I know.
Oh, God. Okay, can I just tell you something? I've been watching, believe it or not, Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. Oh, yeah. She actually does a good show, except every sentence ends like this, and she talks, and it just is so distracting because every sentence, and she, every time she pauses, it ends in an up thing like that, and oh, my God.
I know, that drives me nuts, too. It's a different thing in Canada. It's more like... I don't know. It's sort of like the Fargo accent. What is that accent?
Oh, well, that's like the Minnesota accent. They say Minnesota. A boot. They do.
Minnesota, yeah. Bring their voice up at the end.
Yes, they do.
But what Nicole does and what people do here.
It's like the Valley speak.
Is it Valley speak? They sound like they're asking questions all the time.
Yep.
I'm going to go here and then look at this. And like, why do they do that? Why don't they drop their voice at the end of the sentence like everybody else?
But anywho. I don't know. Now I can't shoot. You know, I have in here, and I've got so many books in here. Oh, it's all the way over there. I have a copy of The Handmaid's Tale because I've been threatening to just read it on the air. What?
Minnesota doesn't say food.
Yes, they do. Will you hand me that book, please? Since you're over there, the Handmaid's Tale.
Minnesota does not say a boot.
Thank you. What did they say?
They say about.
Yeah, David says they say about.
They say about.
They do have
it.
But here, I'm going to read in Nicole Wallace style from the beginning of The Handmaid's Tale. Okay.
All right.
Night. We slept in what had once been the gymnasium. The floor was of varnished wood with stripes and circles painted on it for the games that were formerly played there. The hoops for the basketball nets were still in place, though the nets were gone. Sorry. And just, I do need to share that. Now that I can see again, maybe I'll get back to that.
But, that's right. But I will say that the people in Canada, we've now stayed there over 3 months total. I mean, we've visited there before we even, started counting.
Uh-huh.
Big, long stretches of time there. We have yet to meet somebody who isn't nice to us.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Yeah. Like, the people are nice. They're cordial. They're friendly. They're helpful. Welcoming. Helpful.
Like our neighbors, we live in a townhouse, so there's neighbors right across the street, up and down the block. And we were having things delivered so that they would arrive when we arrived.
Right.
Example, a bed frame or, that type of thing, or a bunch of our stuff that we shipped. And I always timed it so that we would get there before our stuff got there. But for some reason, I don't know why, everything came at least 2 weeks to, or maybe a week early.
Early. Oh. Of course they did, because you're in Canada.
Everything came early. So our real estate person who lives right up the block from us picked up most of it, but there was some stuff missing and I started to panic. Oh my God, what are we going to do without this? Well, it turns out our neighbor across the way happened to see the packages and remembered that we were in California
and
took it into their garage for us.
Wow.
We didn't, who does that here? Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. It's that kind of thing. You just keep running into kindness and sweetness. Like, I was standing out in the rain one time in our early visit with Hamilton, our dog.
Yes.
My husband was in, it was a liquor store. It was a wine store. And it was pouring rain. We were under the eaves, so we weren't getting wet. And I was waiting for him because I had the dog with us. And the girl behind the counter comes over, opens the door and says, "Why are you out there?" And I said, "Well, I've got the dog." She goes, "Dogs are welcome here."
Aww.
And she didn't have to do that, just kindness, just sweetness. And they all love dogs. There's 1,000 dogs per person.
Cool.
Every you go, there's dogs. I love it.
Cool. Well, I wonder, when they find out that you are,
American.
An American, did they feel compelled to speak about what's going on in our politics over here?
They're very polite. I bring it up.
Uh-huh.
They say,
do you apologize? I'm sorry for the orange menace.
I have done that. But it's basically to let them know how afraid I am. And that I saw it coming, and which is why we're here now, you know, why we're up there now, as opposed to 3 years from now, because most people are waiting till now to start applying. And they immediately understand, let's put it that way. You know, they won't come out and say too much, but like a couple of people have said things like, well, we used to really look up to Americans and that was our role model. And it's really not that much anymore.
Right. We were watching, you know, Stanley Tucci's Discovering Italy or whatever it's called is back on. It's a really good show if you haven't seen it. I know CNN is leaves a lot to be desired these days, but that show is pretty good. And in this episode that I watched last night, he goes back to where his family came from generations, you know, ago. And I forget the name of the town, beautiful little town. But they were talking about all the people who emigrated to America, and this town is like may not be populated soon. It may be abandoned soon, even though it's charming and beautiful. There just aren't enough people. They're emigrating. And the person just in the course of the conversation, it was not like a pronouncement. It was just like matter of fact, you know, well, they used to emigrate to America, not so much anymore. Now they're going to, I'm thinking, well, duh, of course not so much anymore. Who would want to come here now?
Oh, yeah. Somebody even said, where are you coming from? And we said, California. And they go, well, no wonder you're leaving.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, they hear about the drought and the fires and things like that. It's, you know, they know that California has all these wonderful things to offer. But right now, it's not so great. You know, like we right now, this minute as we speak, I have landscapers tearing out all my what used to be my plants. Now, we already re-landscaped once for the drought, mm-hmm. but now we have to cut back on water so much that even our drought-tolerant plants are dying, and we're just going to fill everything in with rocks and a couple of cactus.
Yep.
So, you know, it's tough. It's tough living here in certain ways, wonderful in other ways, but that's the way it be.
I hear you. Well, you know, all one need do is, you know, if you can bear it, listen to the crap that spews from some of these Republicans. And we are now, you know, in debate season because we are today 4 weeks away from Election Day. And actually calling it Election Day is, I think that's going to be soon an anachronism. It's no longer Election Day. It is the last day to vote. Because early voting has already started in most places. By the way, today, I said in What's News that today is the deadline for voter registration here in Florida. But it's not only here in Florida. It's in a whole bunch of states. Hold on 1 second. I'm looking to see if I can find the list.
I thought I saved it,
but now I don't see it. But here it is. No, that's not it. That's not it. I'll find it somewhere. But someone's calling. Let's take a phone call, Laffy. Hi, who's this from the 778 area code?
Hi, my name is Julie. I am the co-founder of Our Revolution Vancouver and BC for Bernie, and a copywriter working here, and wanted to introduce a U.S. citizen, wanted to introduce myself to Laffy.
Awesome.
And see if she would reach out to me and talk about BC and moving here, and maybe she needs an assistant or something. You never know. So I just thought I would, because I listen to your show every day.
Oh, great. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
My name is Julie.
Julie.
And I am a former communications chair of Democrats Abroad Vancouver. I do volunteer work with Our Revolution Vancouver that I co-founded, and I'm the co-founder of BC for Bernie in 2015.
Love it.
But I've kind of moved out of that a little bit in terms of, you know, a lot of things going on, and turned it over to some young activists who are super Democrats Abroad people. But I just wanted to introduce myself and see if I can email an email, and if Laffy wants to get a hold of me, would love to get together.
Why don't you follow me on Twitter and then we can DM.
I can do that. I don't have a personal Twitter. I do that for clients,
you know what?
Mostly.
Email Julie.
So
email me. I'm Nicole@NicoleSandler.com, and I'll send it over to Laffy because you haven't publicly given out an email address yet. So, So, Julie, email me, and I'll send it to Laffy, and you guys can meet. Because
I will, and welcome to BC.
Where in BC are you? Where in British Columbia?
I live in West Vancouver.
Oh, that's nice there. You're about an hour away without the bridge.
I can talk, you know, help you too with like, you know, areas you're looking at and especially townhome developments, because my husband and I were looking to downsize and have been looking for a while. And, you know, I just would love to. So I will email Nicole. Meanwhile, Nicole, keep doing the great work. We've got to get it's gargantuan effort, right? So,
yes.
You know.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, no, all right. We're going to be living in Port Moody, but I still want to talk to you.
Sounds awesome. And Port Moody is beautiful too. So I will be in touch. And Nicole and Laffy, thanks for everything you do. Have a great day.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. I love it. I love when people call in like that. And so, you've got a contact up there the next when you go back. When do you go back?
Somebody else gave me the Democrats Abroad website or something a long time ago. I was planning on using it eventually because once we live up there, I'm going to be voting from up
That's
there.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm not going to be a Canadian citizen. I'm going to be a U.S. citizen.
Right. You like Marcy Wheeler is in Ireland and still, you know, an American citizen. By the way, I don't know if you got to hear the she was on yesterday. I love it when Marcy Wheeler is on this show because for a number of reasons. One is I can just ask questions and sit back and she goes. She's like, you wind her up and she's off. And it's just like. This and this and this and how she keeps it all straight. I mean,
I don't know how she does it.
You know, I look at it visually. You know, I am so ADD. I'm the classic adult ADD where I'm doing five things at once. I'll start on something. I'll think, oh, shit, I got to get that. It's in the other room. And I go in the other room and I get on to something else. And I complete. And David will go, are you in your office? The lights are on. I was like, oh, God, I forgot I was in the middle of something there. And I left. And now I started something in there. And then I have something going in there. I mean, literally, I'm working on.
You know who else is like that? Like Marcy is, I mean? Ooh. Cliff Schechter.
Oh, really? Where they
His
can keep everything
like
organized?
Yeah, he can just rattle off facts, like things that I'd forgotten about from even 2 days ago, but the little details of a news story or somebody's name and their whole history. And I mean, you know, he's like Marcy that way. I don't know how they do that. It's like a whole different thing.
Well, I sometimes can pull out weird facts out of thin air. Like, where did that come from? I don't know. But, you know, just keeping things straight and organized. I'm constantly losing my phone. I mean, I really should have it attached to like a lanyard or something because I put it down and in a second, it's like, where is it? I'm absent-minded in that respect. Oh, we got another call. Oh, and it's Robert in Naples. Robert, you have not met Laffy yet. Yes. Say hi to Laffy.
I'm here. Hey, Nicole. Hello, guests. Am I still on the guests with the Canadian lady there?
Yes. Gotta Laugh is her name. Robert in Naples is a new listener. But he's been, you know, he's a regular on some of the other shows, but he just found us. So Robert lives in Naples. So he rode out the storm.
Right.
Thankfully, his house survived. How's it going out there?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you for asking. We made it through no problem. We were like, as the crow flies, maybe like 15 miles out of a really dangerous area.
Wow.
But we were lucky. We rolled the dice and we came through it. I'm more curious about, from California, where in Canada did you move? I grew up on the Canadian border in upstate New York, and I know a lot about Canada. And I wish Canada would take like a Caribbean island, and I would go there and move. You know, but
me too.
It's cold.
I know it's so nice up there. We're just 20 miles east of Vancouver, called Port Moody.
Okay, so you're still in the same time zone. All right, that's very mountainous and hilly. Is that what you had in California? Was it a mountainous? It's pretty much a landscape the same.
I'm sorry. I'm
In California, she was in California. She was in like the Ventura area. So just Southern California.
County. I still am right now.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, Laffy's, she's audio challenge today. She doesn't have her headphone working.
So. Nicole, you translate then. You speak Canadian. So how about this? What about the exchange rate? What's going on with the dollar for dollar? How's the exchange rate? Dollar stronger?
How's the exchange rate up there, Laffy?
The exchange rate? It's they're more expensive than we are. So it behooves me to buy my stuff down here when I can.
And bring it up there.
But it's honestly, there are certain things that are not more expensive and other things that are. And then they have a lot of taxes they add on because you're paying for medical care.
You're paying for your
health care.
Yep.
So there's a lot of taxes. That's what brings up the prices because the prices are fairly comparable until they tax you. And then you're paying an extra $10 here, an extra $15 there. One time I made the mistake of ordering from Amazon. And when I order from Amazon in California, everything ships free. I'm Amazon Prime here.
Right. Not there.
Amazon Canada. All of a sudden I'm slapped with another $20. I'm
for
like,
shipping.
What?
Shipping or taxes or both.
Yeah. Yeah, those sled dogs don't come cheap.
Shipping and taxes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Robert said those sled dogs don't come cheap. The sled dogs don't come cheap, he said. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm not hearing. I'm using my MacBook and the speaker's about the size of a flea brain, so I can't hear much out of it.
I wonder if you have special skills, can you cut the line?
If you have special skills, can you cut the line, the immigration line? So I'm sure there are some people that Canada would let in easier than others. I'm guessing if you're a doctor, they'd gladly take you, right?
Yes.
So it depends what you do. Radio person, probably not.
No, that's not true. They're big on the arts.
What?
They like
truck driver.
Truck driver.
They want people from the arts, at least when we applied. And my husband produces Naked and Afraid, and they liked that. And it turns out, just coincidentally, that the company that owns Naked and Afraid is located in Canada. So that didn't hurt.
Right.
So even though we're way past the age where they want to let us in, we got in. So don't discount yourself because of age out there, anybody, because I keep hearing, I'm not even going to try because I'm over 60.
Yeah, but you have to have something that they want. You either have to have a lot of money so you're not dependent on them, or you have to maybe be self-employed. You have a business that you can bring up there, or you have a job you won't be taking a job away from a Canadian citizen. They're very strict on who they'll take. A retiree who, is living on a fixed income, forget it. Yeah. You're not going. Yeah. Right.
My sister-in-law.
My pain in the ass boss keeps calling me, so I got to hang up.
I'll tell you right back.
Right,
good to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Robert Naples, my new buddy. So Naples is right directly across the state from us. So Naples is directly across and to the left, and Fort Myers is like straight across. So if that storm decided to come straight, it would have hit us.
Yeah, I was worried about you until I saw what you were talking about. And then I was like, phew. And then I had a friend who was nearly hit. She was worried that her trees were going to fly all over the place and destroy their house. That didn't happen. She lucked out, but she was right in the path. In Fort Myers area. I think it was, Tampa?
Anywhere. Tampa was to the north, but that whole west coast of Florida. I'll tell you what, let's hit some tweets, shall we?
Oh, I forgot about tweets, oh my God.
Tweets, time for the tweet spot.
I'm hampered there too because my computer was acting weird.
That's okay. I got stuff.
I got my tweets, but I can't preview them, so I'm just going to be reading the poll.
Okay. All right. Well, let's let loose the birdies.
The birdies.
Welcome been a while. To my tweet spot.
Again, for the new people, Laffy has a lot of Twitter followers, and we figure this is like a good jumping off point during the show, like a good way to cover what's happening in the news by way of mining Twitter for a fascinating tweet, seeing what people on Twitter are all with Twitter about. So
yeah, it'll be interesting when Elon takes over.
Oh God, it may not happen. Now his bank, his financiers are saying, yeah, we're not so sure about this. So who knows? It's not over till it's over.
We'll see. Yeah, I agree. Anyway, I'm setting you up to play a clip.
Okay. Oh, the video. The
video. maker of, he says, maker of fine comics products. He tweeted out, comedian Ariel Elias shut down a MAGA heckler like a fucking champ. Watch the whole clip. The club is pressing charges against this heckler, but it only gets worse from here, folks. These fuckers are losing it.
Oh my God. Well, okay, now hold on. Now I gotta get the video up again. So this was a woman, a comedian, yep, who was doing stand up at a club in New Jersey. It's called like Uncle Something's. Hold on. I know I pulled the video. Where is it? Okay, here it is. I got it. Okay, so let me bring, I'm going to bring up the video on the screen, but even if you're not in a place where you can watch the video, all you need to do is listen, and you'll hear. So it's a young woman on the stage. Yeah. It's Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club is the name of the place. So let me...
I just got to say up front,
yes,
if I had been that woman, I would be a basket case and I would be shouting obscenities and hiding and yelling. And I don't know what I would have done. She is the height of cool.
She handled it really beautifully. Okay, so what we're talking about is there was a heckler in the crowd. And, you know, when I first saw this, I'm thinking, okay, so she's like in Utah or she's in the deep south somewhere. I mean, I couldn't imagine. When I found out this club is in New Jersey, I was kind of surprised. But, okay, so here is the video. It went like this.
What's your question?
Did you vote for Donald Trump?
Did I vote for Donald Trump? What do you think?
No.
Okay. Here's a question for you. Why would you ask me that in here, knowing I'm the only Jew in this room? Are you trying to get me killed? If it makes you feel any better, I vote in New York. My vote doesn't matter there. It doesn't matter here either. Guys, everybody vote for whoever you want to vote. I don't care who you voted for. I'm just happy we're all here together.
So you voted for Biden.
I don't know. Why does it matter? Yeah, so what? Why does it matter?
I can just tell by your jokes you voted for Biden.
Why are we talking about politics?
I can tell by the fact that you're still talking when nobody wants you to that you voted for Trump. All right, make some noise if you want her to shut up. But I did ask if anybody had any questions. I didn't think it was going to be... That's on me. That was on me for thinking I could have a human interaction with somebody. That's my fault. No, look, I'm such an insecure person. Here, I'll tell you the rest of that bit, and then we'll move on. I'm so insecure, I went and got an IUD.
Whoa. So that was just a big old can of beer thrown at her. It just hit the wall. It hit the wall right behind her, but it could have as easily hit her, and it hit hard. What?
And she picked it up and drank it.
And she picked it up and drank it. Now, there, you got to give her credit, because that woman in the audience, I would have told her, I voted for Biden. It's my right. Get the fuck out of here. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you paid. Remove yourself or I'll have you removed. I would not have handled it the way she did. I would have not have said, well, you know me, I'm not that nice. I would have told her exactly what I thought. She was trying to be magnanimous and say, look, I'm glad we're just all here. Vote for whoever you want to vote for. And that woman, I would have gone and smacked her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was really funny with saying, well, the fact that you're running off at the mouth shows you're a Trump voter. But no, I mean, the fact that she then picked up the beer and drank it, like I told you on our call earlier, someone once, a fellow comedian, had a disagreement with me and threw a shoe and nearly it hit the wall hard, nearly hit my head. And I was so stunned I couldn't talk. I don't know how she then picked it up, picked up the beer that was thrown at her. and guzzled it. I think that is the height of class. Well, I just
her name. She's getting a lot of accolades. Her name is Ariel Elias. Ariel Elias, and God, even the former guy weighed in.
So everybody's talking about, oh, this comedian drank a beer on stage at my cousin Vinny's comedy club.
Uncle Vinny's.
And nobody's talking about the unfair treatment of the patriot, of the great person who took a beer, you know, that probably cost $35 because of Sleepy Joe's inflation. Nobody worries about that guy. And he took that beer and he threw it. And it was a joke. Even comedians can't take a joke. Because MAGA people have great aim, if you want it.
Okay, so there you go.
Are you going to play our clip?
Oh, J.L. Coven. So that's the guy who is our, you know, who does a great Trump. And it was like 2 months ago now, right, that he asked, he emailed me and said, can you get me in touch with Laffy? Because, those of you who don't know, Laffy does a mean Ivanka. And so J.L. Coven wanted Ivanka on a bit. So if you were a viewer or a fan of Better Call Saul, you will find this humorous. If you never saw Better Call Saul, it won't make sense. But here's a little bit.
I never saw it, but I saw it. Oh, and by the way.
By the way, what? Hold on.
I recorded my Ivanka part in the parking lot of like a 7-Eleven equivalent. Because we were on our way wherever we were going, you know, it was during the Canada trip.
Oh, so you pulled over to record it?
Yeah, there was no other place to do it. We had left the hotel, and I said, oh, God, I got to record this. And so Mr. Laffy took Hammy out of the car and took him for a walk. And I sat there with my phone and recorded it and sent it over in an email.
Okay, so let's check out Laffy as Bonky with J.L. Coven. This is Better Call Trump. I guess it works better on video. It's a dripping faucet, a red, long red tie.
Hanging over the chair.
Wearing his Cinnabon shirt. That's a Better Call Saul takeoff. So in Better Call Saul, Saul Goodman was sort of on the run. And he went and worked at a Cinnabon in the middle of nowhere. So now it says Better Call Trump. And there he is, eating a Cinnabon.
Wearing a better, what is it, Make Cinnabon Great Again?
His hat says Make Cinnabon Great Again. And now he's turning on the TV and he sees a Trump rally. Okay.
You don't see rallies like that. Nobody gets the, look at all those people. Look at all those people and what they did to my beautiful presidency. And then they said to me, sir, you need to flee. The FBI is coming for you, sir. And I said, I don't flee. And they said, no, sir, you have to, sir. And so they sent me to the worst place on earth, the last place that they'd expect me, Chicago, a Cinnabon in Chicago. So now I serve African Americans. And they walk in and they say, sir, can I have more frosting on my Cinnabon, sir? And I say, no. No, you can't. You know what you can do? How about this? You wait till 4 p.m. till your big friend Darius shows up and he'll give you all the extra frosting you want, all the handouts you want. Chicago Cinnabon, what a disgrace.
Okay. Oh, now Vonky's on the TV. So he's got the remote. Oh, he's calling
Hello.
The phone. Oh.
Is this the sexiest woman on the planet?
Oh, Daddy, you're not supposed to be calling me.
Excuse me. I call anybody whatever I want, especially when she's my smoke show of a daughter. And I say that as a father, not in a creepy way.
Daddy, I'm actually really busy with the kids.
Oh, so you have kids now. Oh, that's very nice. We call that nice.
Daddy, I've had kids for a long time.
No, I knew, excuse me, I knew that already. I knew it better than you, to be honest. So is that all that's happening, kids?
I'm glad you're still alive.
And that was it.
I'm glad you're still alive. Oh, God.
And it goes on. The video goes on for another 3 minutes. He brings in Mitch McConnell.
That was done for, he has a YouTube series, and so that was part of the YouTube series. I was so thrilled to work with him again. I love working with him.
Yep. Oh, audio is off. Audio is funky. There's something funky with the audio. Okay, hold on. It's bear with me. This is going to be a quick reset. And count, just count to like three or five. Hold on, I'll be right back. Think we're coming back. Okay, now hopefully audio is back and hopefully it's better. So,
12.
What?
I'm counting.
Oh, okay. Hopefully we're back.
Ivanka.
What about Ivanka?
I was counting as Ivanka.
Oh, one, two, three. It's fine now? That did the trick, huh? So Chris in the chat room says it's fine now. Sometimes that's all it takes. I need to just, audio still stuttery. Never mind.
Speaking
Never
of series,
mind. Yes, what? Who?
Speaking of series.
Yes.
There is a new false series, Everybody Hates Manchin. There's a tweet by David Roberts, Dr. Volz, and it says here, Manchin's choices this go-round were always A, accept that it's his final term in office and go full bore to support the Democratic agenda, or B, switch parties and go full Republican to try to get reelected. He tried to split the difference and just managed to piss everybody off. And it turns out, like, thread, that his approvals have tumbled in West Virginia. Uh-oh. He's now among the 10 most unpopular senators at home.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh.
That's from Washington Times.
Wow. Wow.
He's in big wee trouble. So yeah, Manchin, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. Well, but he's not up for re-election, so it doesn't really matter. Right. And I have a feeling when he is up, I think in 2 years, I don't think he's running again. He, you know, look, all these people are in their 70s. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Joe Biden, I guess, is turning 80 this week, and everybody's like freaking out. The White House doesn't want to talk about it. And I'm sorry. You know, I got to get this off my chest because this pisses me off. Every time I turn around, the joke is, oh, that Biden is demented. He's losing his mental acuity. Well, I'm sorry. You know what? He's always been a gaffe machine. That's nothing different. It doesn't matter if he was 70 or 80. He's always done that. That doesn't mean he's losing his mind. Can we talk about when Donald Trump bragged on the TV? And I've never heard anybody say this before, but I'm going to say it. Do you remember how he, and he still does it. He talks about, I aced that mental competency test or whatever they called it. With person, woman, man, camera, TV, right?
Right.
Well, I think that was wrong. How do you differentiate? How do you look at cards or a scene and say person, woman, man? Was it an asexual person? How do you say this is a person, but that's a woman and that's a man? I think he got it wrong and has been parroting it wrong this whole time. It was not person.
Well, I think he was just throwing out an example.
But then he said it over and over again. You see, I remember it. I remember it. Person, woman, man, camera, TV. That was not what the five things were.
They're never connected like that. They're completely different. I used to have to take my father for those tests when he had his strokes. And I could never remember the words, just for the record. If I ever get one of those things, and they're going to think I'm like completely brain dead because I cannot remember those words. But they were not words that you would put together like that. It would never be man, woman, person.
Right. But person, woman, man. I get that there are people have different identities. But if you're asking someone who's of advanced age to test their mental clarity, you wouldn't have three people, one identified as person, one identified as a man, and a third identified as a woman. That just is wrong. And yet he's been repeating it, and everyone thought, oh, he told you he aced this test. Well, no, he didn't.
It's not a visual thing. It's what they tell you.
Oh, to remember? Just five things to remember?
Yeah.
I thought you have to identify them from a picture. Whatever.
No.
It's just so stupid. The whole thing. He is fucking stupid. Did you hear what he did? Okay, so he had some rallies this week, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, you know I don't like playing his voice, and I don't do it very often, but I think you need to hear it because they're going to keep talking about Joe Biden. This is This is the former guy.
I never knew the cameras, because this took place right from, they never want to show how massive our crowd was. You know the biggest crowd I've ever seen? January 6th. And you never hear that. It was the biggest, and they were there. They were there largely to protest a corrupt and rigged and stolen election. It's the biggest crowd, and you never hear that.
How warped does one have to be? Oh, and then there's this.
National Archives put a trigger warning on the Constitution of the United States. Did you know that? And the Bill of Rights and other great documents that we have in our country, founding documents, considering them to be dangerous. They consider the Constitution to be dangerous. These are radical left lunatics, and they lose documents. They plant documents.
The National Archives. What?
Let's see. Is there a book on nuclear destruction or the building of a nuclear weapon cheaply? Let's put that box. Let's put that book in with Trump.
Bullshit.
No, they plant documents. I mean, they have a terrible reputation.
Oh, my God.
Look at the kind of things. This is just a small part.
So he goes on and on like that. Oh, and then this was my favorite. This one. This was classic.
Just look at how every other president has been treated when they left office. They've been treated beautifully.
I wonder why.
All they need to do is leave office and they get treated beautifully. They've been given the time needed and complete deference when it came to their documents and to their papers. There was no criminality.
Because
there
they didn't steal any classified papers,
we're gonna get
papers,
him. We're gonna
you
get him.
Idiot.
And the people are the same people that have been working on this for 6 years.
He's saying all the other presidents, they just have to leave and they're treated so well because they left, because they peacefully. Oh, my God.
Okay, I know. Speaking of issues.
He's got issues. Don't talk to me about going, soft in the brain.
Speaking of soft in the brain, Reuters had put out that Kanye West's Twitter and Instagram accounts restricted after his alleged anti-Semitic posts. And Steve Silberman, an author, said, "Dear Reuters social media editor, understand that your choice of the word alleged here is part of the apparatus of normalizing language that makes Holocaust possible. It wasn't alleged he did it. It was not something that may have happened, that somebody's accusing him of." So then, let me get rid of this one because I have to close tabs now. See, and I can't preview my stuff, so I thought I had a connection to something else. All right, that's a whole different topic, so I'm not going to.
Okay, well, you know what? I want to show you something. Yeah. You know, the Fox, not news channel, it thought, you know, they've been doing this whole everything about Hunter Biden. And then last week we heard there's actually there may be charges filed against him. Mm-hmm. So what they did now is apparently they were able to get some audio of a voicemail message left by Joe Biden. It was from 2018, so he was at the time a private citizen. Joe Biden, for his son, who was obviously going through some stuff. We know Hunter Biden has had issues. So I don't have the audio. I just have the screenshot that they put up from Fox Not News, 2018 audio of Biden's voicemail to son Hunter. Quote, "It's Dad. I called to tell you I love you. I love you more than the whole world, pal. You got to get some help. I don't know what to do. I know you don't either." And that they put up there as ridicule? I mean, what? I don't understand. It's a father acknowledging that his son is hurting, has issues, and he wants him to get help and letting him know that he loves him unconditionally. That, to me, sounds like a great father. What is their fucking problem?
Yeah, I think they did that before with something like that with Bo, as I recall.
Probably.
Wasn't it when Biden was visiting his grave?
They got video. You're right. They got
which was like that stuff backfires all the time.
Horrible.
I don't know why they go there because it doesn't show anything negative.
No,
and it makes them look like total morons and insensitive asses. So,
well, if the shoe fits,
if the shoe fits.
Right?
That's just horrible that they would
horrible
even
that they think that is fodder for ridicule. It just shows how twisted they are. And, you know, this is the party. Think back 20 years. They were family values. They were moral. You know, they were these people who are bending over backwards to back up the guy who says I'm against abortion, even without exception. But he paid for one for his girlfriend. It wasn't some, you know, one night stand he knocked up. It was his girlfriend. And then when she got pregnant a second time, he wanted her to abort that one, too. And that's when she said, fuck you, and left, had the baby 10 years ago. He's seen maybe three times in his lifetime. And this is who the Republican Party is doubling down on?
Well, you've segued into two of my tweets now. Here's okay. The first one. This was from John Fugel saying that somebody quoted as their own. Abortion should be illegal, except where needed to save the political life of the father.
Except to save the political life of the father. Absolutely.
Okay. And the other one, I think this is the one that leads into a second tweet. Yeah, I think so. Okay. I've been saying this forever. You have too. But the Republican or MAGA GOP, as I call them now, it's not that they look what they're saying now and look they're doing this. They are using their horror, their awful. I can't think of a word. Their toxicity as a strategy, as an
open
strategy that they flaunt, and their base eats it up. Lindy Lee tweeted: Kanye West threatened Jews. Coverville made a rabidly racist comment about Black people. Marjorie Taylor Greene kicked a Hispanic kid activist. Trump called Elaine Chao a racist nickname and incited Asian hate crimes. DeSantis trafficked Hispanic migrants. These bigots are the stars of the GOP. Yes, because they are now saying, look what we can do. We can say anything and do anything we want and appeal to the lowest common denominator, and you guys love us for it.
And that's the thing right there. So we were talking about this last night because there was a whole slew of racist and anti-Semitic statements coming from these Republicans on the campaign trail. Like, they think that there's no problem saying things like this.
Some people say, well, they're soft on crime. No, they're not soft on crime. They're pro-crime. They want crime. They want crime because they want to take over what you got. They want to control what you have. They want reparation because they think the people that do the crime are owed that. Bullshit. They are not owed that.
Wow.
Bullshit would get attention.
Wow. So basically what he's saying there is them Black people, they want reparations when they're the ones doing the crimes, and we're going to... I mean, are you kidding me?
That leads into this tweet. David Roberts, Dr. Volz, he said, one thing that attracts people to today's MAGA right is that it's easy to get attention and some level of fame without any intelligence, insight, or accomplishments. You just have to be willing to perform, to say the most outrageous thing, a pretty easy bar to clear.
No, and that's all kidding.
I mean, look at Marjorie Taylor. You know, I call her Marge Q.
Marge Q. I got it right here.
Joe Biden's 5 million illegal aliens are on the verge of replacing you, replacing your jobs, and replacing your kids in school. And coming from all over the world, they're also replacing your culture. And that's not great for America.
Hey, Marge, I got a little song for you.
Fuck you very, very much.
I mean, come on. And then, so, you know,
and that brings us to Jeff Charlotte.
Oh, what did Jeff Charlotte say?
He said, we can't let the clear hate of the fascist party blind us to escalations and explicitness. In Wisconsin this week with Senator Ron Johnson and in Indiana with the AG, we see anti-blackness and anti-Semitism ratcheting up. I think he eventually did a whole thread on this. But that's what's happening. It's building quickly. It's got a lot of momentum. I think a lot of us are seeing the Hitler rallies and how it built quickly and how people, they were in need and they needed, you know, either income or they needed some emotional boost or whatever it happened to be. And he was their answer. He was the guy they would go to because he said words they needed to hear for them. And that's what the I don't want to call it the Republican Party anymore. It's the fascist party.
The fascist party. That works. Yep.
That's what they're doing. They're filling the emotional needs of sick people, people who are just uneducated or misinformed or just wrongly informed on every, or just whatever, uneducated. they're filling the needs of people who are in needs of something in their lives. And that's how Trump started. He reached them emotionally.
Yep. Sounds like you know what? Let me play this for you, because this is the woman who is running, is the Republican nominee for governor of the state of Arizona. She's a nut job named Carrie Lake. She used to be a TV anchor. Listen,
By the way, that's why she connects, because she knows how to emote.
Okay, well, listen to this and tell me who she's connecting with here. I can't even paraphrase this.
We know that God did not create us to be equal to men.
What?
You know what? We aren't equal to men. Yep. Women are different than men. We don't want to be equal to them because we are not the same.
What? Carrie Lake, she's serious. Lee Dangerous. We're not equal to men. Basically, she's saying we are not on par with men. That's what she said.
Why is she running for office?
So she can suck Donald Trump off or something? I don't know. I do not know. I gotta play my favorite ad. I guess this is a web ad. And it was produced by the Fetterman campaign. This is so good. And I'm sorry, those of you listening exclusively, because it's very visual. If you're a Simpsons fan, some of the voices may sound familiar, but it goes like this here.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
With my diet, you can eat all you want, anytime you want.
And you'll lose weight?
You might. It's a free country.
I've got the number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat. Lose fat without diet or exercise.
Stubborn stomach fat instantly disappears.
I recommend a slow, steady gorging process combined with acid horizontology.
Garcinia Cambogia extract.
Crystal sonic therapy.
See buckthorn.
Dr. Nick, this malpractice committee has received a few complaints against you.
Dr. Oz being sued for advice he gave to viewers who struggle falling asleep.
Dr. Oz is being accused of promoting quack treatments by some top physicians.
Are you looking for a way to slash the cost of your medical expenses?
How much would you pay for a pill that takes your body back 10 years?
Oh. Call 1-600-DOCTORB. The B is for bargain.
His empire and wealth have flourished.
The most rewarding part was when he gave me my money. Bye-bye, everybody.
John Fetterman
is so good.
He's
the best troll on Twitter.
He really is. That is excellent. That is just very good. Oh, yeah,
so good. Here's just real quick a couple of tweets that went together. They came out actually within minutes of each other. The first one is Andrew Desiderio saying in inbox, Senator Blumenthal and Representative Ro Khanna introduce a page and a half bill to immediately halt all U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia for 1 year. And then right after that, scoop from Steve Clemens, a key U.S.-Saudi meeting under review in the White House has been canceled, according to the contents of a letter obtained. So that's happening. That's just an interesting, you know, there's things in people in Congress who are trying to make changes there, and Biden has suggested that he's open to that.
Yes. There's more breaking news, and I'm just seeing Tamara just posted this in the chat room. Uh-huh. NATO just sent 30 warships to the Baltics.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, that ain't good. And by the way, our friend Tanya is back over there in Ukraine. And,
she's
been for months. She went back a few months ago. So a couple of days ago when I reached out to her, when the reports came up of the that rockets were coming. Oh, God. So here's what happened. So what I wrote to her a couple of days ago is, are you safe? What's happening there? She said, we packed our bags again. We've been sitting in the corridor for the last 6 hours. Around only the sounds of explosions. It feels like it's February 24th again, right? And then yesterday, she said, we are again hiding from missiles in the basement for the second day. She sent that at 2:12 a.m. At 7:49 this morning, I sent her a note again. I know I've been following the news. I'm worried about you. Please, you know that we're thinking of you. And she wrote back, thank you, my dear, but we already feel better. Yesterday it was scary, but not like it was in February. Today we spent half a day in the shelter. And when the air raid ended, we went to clean the garden because we are Ukrainians and we will soon have winter and the garden must be prepared for snow. And some happy, like, smiley faces and an upside down smiley face. So they're just trying to live life and survive. So wow, there's Tanya.
That's some story. It's like, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's the Ukrainian equivalent of the stand-up comedian who went, you know, who picked it right up and drank.
I mean, yep. She's like, we're gonna live, we're gonna survive. I'm gonna try to set up a phone call with her in the next week or two because we haven't spoken in a while. We do trade messages on the Telegram app. That's how I keep in touch with her. But I know you guys always ask about how she's doing, and she is. And we should also mention Angela Lansbury died.
I know. Oh, I know. Right before we came on, she was 96. Yep. And wow, she just had an amazing career. Just wow. What can you say?
Right, and she had this resurgence with Murder, She Wrote in her 60s.
Right.
So there's that. Oh, it's called Exercises. Okay. Oh, that's the war games. Shall we play a game? What was the name of that movie? War Games. Yeah, War Games. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, with that, we're done.
For one reason other than the plot in the War Games, there was the character and she and the lead guy, who I forgot who it was now, were talking and she goes, can I tell Michelle? I just remember she was this teenager. She went, can I like tell Michelle? And I quoted her, like Mr. Laffy and I always imitate her. Every time there's a teenager that walked, can I tell Michelle? I don't know. It's a quote from the movie. Ignore me. It's the end of the day and I'm tired and my stupid sound.
It's so. Just like, it just doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. We know that that's Stripes. And if you don't know that that's Stripes, then you need to go watch Stripes.
Not Stripes, Meatballs.
Oh, Meatballs. See? I guess I need to go watch Meatballs. No, Stripes is, that's the fact, Jack. They did the drill. I'm dating
that's
myself.
Okay. End of day.
Okay, I got to tell. You know, I'm packing, well, not really packing, but starting to get ready to pack, to go through all my shit. And I have tapes and just, you know, 40 years of radio stuff. And back in 1992, remember, I told the story, when it was after the hurricane, I told my what's worse, an earthquake or a hurricane story, because I went through Andrew here in Florida with my dad and then the Northridge quake in LA. But my dad in 1991 was pushed. He was firing a guy who worked for him, who pushed him. My father had a bad temper and a nasty mouth. Wonder where I get it. And he probably said a few things when he fired this kid. And the guy's like, I want my check. And my dad said, you'll get paid when on payday. And he probably used a few nice words. And the guy pushed him. And he went over a gate, like a waist-high partition in the office, went down, hit his head on a desk. Spinal cord injury. Was quadriplegic the rest of his life. So at the time, I was working at KLOS in Los Angeles producing, you know, the top number one morning show. But I'd fly home for long weekends to see my dad, to be there. And it was, his birthday was November 19th. Well, it was the week before I was getting ready to, it was 1992, to go. And what do I get him for a birthday? So somebody suggested, why don't you make a video for him so he could see, you know, a day in the life of Nicole. And so I took this video camera to the radio station, to Las Vegas for an event we did, for a tour of my apartment. And I lived at the beach in Santa Monica. And I mean, the whole thing. And it's wild. It's 30 years ago, like 3 weeks from now.
And you
so
found it?
I found it and I dubbed it. I've got it on the computer. I'm gonna do very minor editing. I mean, there's some stuff in there that nobody else is going to care about. I mean, this was never meant for anybody to see but my dad, you know, but my family. But there's so much, because it's 30 years later, that's interesting. even though I'm sure most people don't care about, you know, my apartment or whatever, I think it's just, it's a historical document that I don't want to really mess with. So I'm going to, and there goes the audio again. I don't know what it is. Damn. All right. I got to play with it later. Anyway, I'm going to upload it. And so the anniversary of when, like the day, the main day on this video, I think was November 16th. So I may just set it to premiere on that day. But lots of Los Angeles radio people from that time, the KLOS, the old KLOS building, this is how old it is. This is, I'm dating myself. But in 91, I started working there in 1990, and there was this old building on La Cienega Boulevard that housed KLOS and KABC. And in like 92, 93, we got a new building. They built us a new building on the same property behind the old building. And when we were all moved in, then they destroyed the old building. This video was shot in the old building. So there's all kind of, and so there's Bob Coburn, who was a legendary disc jockey who died about 5 years ago. It's just, it is a slice of history. Yeah. So it is, it is a time capsule, 30 years. It'll be 30 years, in a few weeks. So we got that to look forward to. I'm not going to lay it on the show here, but I'll upload it to YouTube and maybe we'll do a watch party or something. Anyway, just stuff I'm coming across. It's weird when you think back in those massive chunks of time, like that was 30 years ago. How is that possible?
It's kind of, I mean, this is not even comparable, but it just triggered a thought. When we come back from our month away, you know, all the time, like it's like a time warp because I had just, let's say it's Target again, and I'm walking through Target. I come back a month later and all of a sudden it's Halloween at Target. I mean, it's like I missed a chunk of my life in California.
Yeah.
It was just a weird, disorienting feeling again. Like, whoa, when did this happen? Oh yeah, it's October.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
It's really weird. And I'll show you, you know, I have a 30 something year old video of my kids. So.
Uh-huh. Wow. You know, God, time flies. It's just, you blink and it's gone. And by the way, they're already put up the Christmas lights in our neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Stop it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah,
really. And I don't care about Charles getting his crown. Okay.
No, nor do I, but I do care. Thursday is the next January 6th hearing. So I'm going to I'm going to preempt Howie Klein on Thursday. I guess I should send him an email and say, we'll talk next week. And so we'll do that. And a programming note, you know, it's my birthday coming up November 4th. And it just so happens, my friend Bill Mumy, who at one point last year wrote a book with Angela Cartwright and they came on together. Well, now Bill wrote his own book.
It's
about to be out. It's going to be released, I guess, in November. And so I booked him to come on. It turns out he's going to be here on my birthday. So,
cool.
We'll have a Moomy party. So that'll be fun.
Moomy day.
Yeah. All right. All right. I got stuff, but you know what? Maybe I'll save this other stuff for tomorrow. See what we'll do. Yeah. So anything else? You haven't been here in a while. So I got new artwork behind me. See a kitty and a doggy, and there's
I've been posting your stuff even when I was gone. I was posting your artwork.
And so the kitty behind me is just about finished. I finished that one. The dog too is right. I'm still working on, and this kitty also. I don't know if you could see it to the left. I'm also still working on. I got it all done. I just can't get his nose right. But it. Can you see? Can you? Hold on, let me zoom in on this and see if you can see it.
Brown one?
This one on the right next to the Siamese. The cat. It's hard to see.
Yeah,
and it's not done yet. Yeah, and because it's an intricate picture. He's looking at flowers. It's kind of cool. Anyway, all right, Laffy, we're done. I'm delaying, you know, letting you go because you haven't been here in a while.
Well, I'll be here more often because we're not leaving till December, so it's easier. I don't have a camera there, so and it's really hard for me to set up. I actually I went out and bought a crate so that I, with drawers, you know, the type of things you store stuff in, so I could put my laptop on that to have the camera work because I use my laptop as the computer. And I mean, you know, and I have a big screen. I have a big monitor.
Yeah.
So I can't just look into my laptop and type. It's not like that. I'm using a big monitor and I have to use the laptop separately. It's hard to explain. Anyway, so I tried to rig something up. That's when I screwed my shoulder up, by the way. I'm trying to rig up a camera for you, Nicole.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to get our shot back together again, so it's not. But I'm so done. Hi. I gotta bend over this way. Oh, you bend over that way. All right, we're done. Get out of here. We're done. I gotta go make dinner.
And go eat something. I'm gonna go drink something.
What?
I said, you can go eat something. I'm going to go drink something.
Yeah, I'm going to go smoke something.
Okay.
Which is what I do when we get off the air. See, if I were to have done that before, when things start malfunctioning, I wouldn't know what to do. As it is, I put out about 5 fires at least during each show with the gremlins that like to invade the studio. If I were to imbibe before... It would not be fun. No, it would not work. But I can do it now. So get out of here. And maybe we'll see you next week, or the week after. All right. We'll talk. All right. Find the laughter at Gotta Laugh, 2 T's, 2 F's on the Twitters, and at laffiesplace.com. It's her little own page on NicoleSandler.com. All right, we done?
All right, doll. We'll talk later.
All right, we'll talk later. And I'll leave you with the news. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great night. I'll be better tomorrow, I promise. Maybe. You never know. All right. Bye.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
If it's Monday, it's Columbus Day in the United States.
Shit, that's yesterday's news. Yesterday's news. Hold on. Let me play for you today's news. It goes like this. Oh, my God.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Remember back about a month ago when we breathed a collective sigh of relief after a deal was struck to avert a rail strike? Well,
never mind.
The deal was derailed, so to speak, when over half of track maintenance workers represented by the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way Employees Division, the third largest rail workers union. They opposed the 5-year contract, which contained 24% raises and $5,000 in bonuses, because, according to the union president, the railroads didn't do enough to address the lack of paid time off, particularly sick time. Back to the negotiating table. World leaders are condemning Russia's unleashing another wave of attacks across Ukraine on Monday. This time they killed at least 19 people, injured more than 100 others. Moscow said the attacks were retaliation for what Putin described as a terrorist attack on the bridge connecting Russia to Crimea. President Biden promised Ukraine air defense systems. He said that the strikes exposed the utter brutality of Mr. Putin's illegal war. The United Nations General Assembly used an emergency session to talk about the matter. Ukraine's ambassador said that Russia's recent illegal annexations of these 4 Ukrainian territories represent an existential threat to the UN Charter, to which the emergency session's president, Saba Karosi, responded, "The UN Charter is clear. Invading a neighbor is illegal." In Monday's attack, critical infrastructure was hit in several regions, and in the capital of Kyiv, dozens of fires broke out. A bunch of areas in the region are still without power today following the barrage of strikes that were partly targeted at energy facilities to leave Ukrainians without electricity. President Biden spoke with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Monday. He condemned the strikes and pledged continued U.S. security assistance, quote, including advanced air defense systems. Stand by. The government of Iran has intensified its crackdown on anti-government protesters as oil workers reportedly started striking in support of them. University students have played a key role in the protests that began on September 16th when 22-year-old Mahsa Amini died after being detained by Iran's morality police for, quote, inappropriate attire. Well, dozens of workers at the Bushehr
petrochemical project in southern Iran went on strike on Monday, chanting, "Do not fear, we stand together," and "Death to the dictator." These protests at the Bushehr project and at the Abadan and Kangan oil refineries are marking the first time that the unrest has spread to Iran's oil industry. Up until now, only stores and other small businesses had closed in support of the protesters. So Christina Bob is an attorney representing the former guy. She's the one who back in June signed a letter claiming, incorrectly, that Trump had returned all sensitive government documents. Well, NBC News is reporting that she's now spoken to federal authorities investigating the former guy's handling of classified material and has implicated two other Trump lawyers connected to the case. But wait, there's more. New emails uncovered from the General Services Administration debunk Trump's claims that they're the ones to blame for packing boxes from the White House that ended up at his Mar-a-Lago estate after his presidency. Former presidents are allowed to take certain government materials and office equipment to set up a permanent office away from the White House, but that does not include the kinds of classified documents that Trump took to Mar-a-Lago, which are now at the center of an ongoing Justice Department criminal investigation. Trump and his minions have said that the General Services Administration was responsible for those classified documents being at Mar-a-Lago. The emails were made public thanks to a Jason Leopold FOIA request, made clear that the boxes had already been packed and were sitting shrink-wrapped in an empty office space in Virginia for months. Well, with Election Day just 4 weeks away, early voting is already underway in many states. Absentee ballots have gone out, and the window to get registered to vote in most places is rapidly closing. For example, the deadline to register in Florida is today, Tuesday, October 11th. So check the status of your registration while you can still fix any problems. And it's easy. Just go to vote.org. Now, with voting ending on November 8th, debates are now happening in races where they will happen. On Monday, it was Ohio's Senate race, filling the seat open with Rob Portman's retirement. Democrat Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance faced off. Ryan honed in on Vance for sucking up to the former guy.
On the stage, Donald Trump said to J.D. Vance, "All you do is kiss my ass to get my support." He said that. "I'm for Ohio. I don't kiss anyone's ass like him. Ohio needs an ass kicker, not an ass kisser."
According to the latest polling, the J.D. Vance-Tim Ryan race is a toss-up. Closing arguments on tap today in the sentencing trial of the shooter from Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This is only a penalty phase, as the shooter had already pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted murder for the February 2018 massacre there. So this is the last opportunity for the defense and the prosecution to make their cases before the jury, who will decide whether the shooter will be sentenced to death or spend life in prison. Separately, in Uvalde, Texas, the school district superintendent announced his retirement Monday after new details surfaced about the massacre, which left 19 students and two teachers dead, and it followed Friday's dismissal of the entire Uvalde school police force. The Supreme Court rejected a death penalty appeal of the white supremacist neo-Nazi mass murderer who was convicted of killing 9 people inside the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, in June of 2015. In the murder trial, he had pleaded guilty in order to avoid a death sentence. But in federal court, he was convicted on 33 federal charges, including hate crimes. And on January 11th, 2017, he was sentenced to death. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal of that death sentence. But racism is still unfortunately alive and kicking, even in places you wouldn't expect it, like in the Democratic majority Los Angeles City Council. Did you hear about this one? Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned as president on Monday, giving in to calls for her to step down over leaked audio in which her racist comments were clearly audible. And finally, I know I sound like a broken record. COVID isn't over yet. And if hospitalizations in Europe are any indication, another COVID wave could be coming here. And one big reason is that people aren't getting the new booster. So get boosted, please. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news. For now, I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.